Hazard Adventures is filmed in front of no one, because it is a podcast.
Hello.
Welcome back to...
Something.
Half-Path Adventures.
Oh, I was like, spoiler country.
No, wrong show.
Are like sticking straight up. We're very jacked.
They're excited. No, they're just really excited right now seeing you.
Well, it's not very exciting. I'm in leggings and a black shirt.
Butt cleavage. Not butt cleavage, but not B-U-T-T cleavage, but B-U-T cleavage.
A little cleavage.
Why are we here? Why are we hiding in our closet at 10, 11 o'clock at night?
Because you made us.
Why did I make us?
I mean, it's to talk,
so we're not so loud because the kids are sleeping.
Yeah, but I think they're fine. You just don't want them to hear what we talk about.
This is true. I don't want to be a little self-conscious. Our oldest son has a room next to us. I want him to make fun of me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a dick that way.
He is a dick.
But speaking of non-dicks. Wait.
What?
Hard segue left here.
What are we talking about?
We're going to see, I cannot pronounce his name. You try it.
Art. Alexius.
It's Alexius.
Yeah, Alexius.
Alexius or Alexicus?
Alexicus. Alexius. I think it's Alexius, and that's why everybody ends up going Art Alexis.
I used to call him Art Alexisis, because like, I don't know what the fuck
it's
I was saying.
Not Art Alexisis.
Makes no sense when you read it.
It's Alexicus.
We'll ask him when we're there. We'll be best buddies.
Well, I was telling my mom, because my mom's going, because why not?
Right. Every gay loves bringing their mother-in-law to a show.
Yeah. That we would, it's a really intimate show, it's at the Crocodile, and that we will probably be able to get to meet him.
Say hi.
And we will get to ascend. So throughout my entire childhood and throughout my entire life, we have listened to Everclear in every hardship, which was every, all the time. Like
Spoken Fate is a fantastic album.
Yes, and so my mom also listened to it when she was like, fuck the world.
And I just listened to it because I liked it.
Nope. And
no, I did.
So we had a friend that also went through similar shit who did the same thing, and she was like, oh my God, I met him. Da, 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 da. And my mom was like, whatever. And now she's going to be like, I'm going to take a picture with him and send it to her. And she'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah, I hope we, I mean, it's, Crocodile's a small venue, so it's going to be, I mean, it's an acoustic set, right?
It is an acoustic set. So I'm super excited.
Probably super intimate. And I looked at the thing, he's going to be playing songs off his new album, which we listened to today, which was pretty fucking dope.
Super, I was not expecting that.
We did about half the album, and it was good.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Oh my God.
Yeah, I loved it. And then he'll play some Everclear favorites, so we'll probably hear,
is
you know.
Is that what he said? I did not read that.
The poster for it literally says playing the Sun Songs album plus Everclear favorites.
I'm creaming my pants right now.
I'm creaming your pants right now. Wait, not yet.
Please. Later.
Hopefully. If I'm lucky.
If I don't wipe.
If you're lucky. If you're lucky, yes, I like this one. Now I'm in control.
Control.
Everybody knows I'm not in control of this at all.
Not in control.
But it's gonna be exciting because
I'm so excited. I did not know this. Oh my God, I need to send the poster to my mom right now.
It's next Wednesday. We have 1 week from today. We'll be there.
I'm fangirling right now.
Fangirling over Everclear. All right, cool. I like it.
You have no idea.
What's funny is I saw Everclear in like 97.
I know. They were terrible. And you've always made fun of me. They're fucking terrible. They're so bad live, Kaylee. Why are you listening to this?
That's
so
not
fucking terrible.
No.
This guy was terrible live.
You're fucking blowing that way out of proportion. I never said they're terrible. I've always liked Everclear. I play their songs on the guitar all the time. Well, I play one song.
When? Once in your head? By yourself?
No. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Instead of Monica. I play all the time.
True. Okay.
It's so simple.
Take all my sass back.
Right?
You play like 5 chords of Santa Monica and 5 chords of Santeria, and
Santa
that is
Santa Monica
your...
is only 5 chords.
That is your extent of guitar playing.
Thanks, I appreciate that. All those years of being in bands, and I'm done down to 2 songs I didn't write. I appreciate. Wow, love you too.
And the that one.
It's a classic. You're so mean.
I kid.
Shut up. But no,
I like want to make it so you don't hear it, but the mic does, so I can tease you properly. Kind of.
There you go. I heard that though. But
real kids, they'll follow you anywhere, even in the closet,
in the bathroom, man. Not to be gross.
It's through the bathroom, yeah. But they knock on the bathroom. They knock on the closet. They knock on literally everything. You're in the shower. They don't give a shit. They're going to knock on it.
It's like they won't talk to me all day. I'll go take a shit. Four knocks on the door.
No, I know.
The cats too.
Hey, by the way, I really need to get this done, so I need you to leave me alone. Okay, Mom, we totally understand. We get it. We'll go to Dad for everything. Mom, 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 Mom.
The same thing backwards too.
No, I know.
It's fucking crazy. But anyways, Everclear.
So, moral of the story, don't have kids.
Right. Back to Everclear, though. Back focus.
We love them. Yeah,
so, back to my whole point I was making, which would be way off topic. Sorry, here. It's okay. It's okay. I like it. It's okay. Yes, I did see them live in the 90s, and I did say they sounded like shit, because I'm pretty sure he was sick, and this art was sick, or something. But live, his voice sounded, his voice was fucking, musically they were fine. His voice was horrid at the show.
It's probably because he was using. Have you not heard any of their songs where it's like using about getting clean and then using?
You forget that back then I was naive to everything.
This is true. You did not become naive until last year.
Gotcha. 2 years ago, but whatever. Thanks for counting. Anyways, I'm excited. I like it.
I'm excited to do it with you. I'm excited to do it with Mom. You can't even talk because I'm so excited.
Thank you.
Yes. I summarized it for everybody.
Good job. High five. Try again. Wrong hand.
Yes, we have a secret handshake.
And with a kiss. All right, so let's cut to us at the show, or before the show.
I'm so excited. Oh, my God. I did not know. I told Mom specifically they were not playing Everclear songs, not to get myself excited. Now you said it. I'm fucking excited. So if they don't play it, I'm going to be pissed.
I kind of hope I'm wrong.
That is so mean.
It'd be fucking funny as hell.
I know. All I want to do is listen to that. And now Outkast, because we just listen to it.
I am four eels.
Never meant to make your daughter cry.
I am several fish and not a guy.
God, you're such a dork, and you're making me a dork, and your dad jokes are funny.
Well, that's like, from
Zero is a Hero. I couldn't even make it through the book. So many dad jokes, and they were hilarious because they were math jokes.
We're thinking about making Kaylee do a reading of Zero is a Hero, the book, and just to see if she can get through it as an episode.
I can't. It's so good.
I think we're gonna have to do it now. Do you agree?
Probably.
All right, let's go to bed.
All right, good night.
As I've done before, I'm going to go ahead and cut in a couple of clips from the show that we recorded just for fun on our phones. They're not the best quality clips, but to give you an idea of kind of what kind of show this was. Now, we were no more than like 10 feet from him, right up front in the stage. It was really cool. So here up first is off of the new Sun Songs album, which if you haven't heard yet, I would definitely go pick it up. It's really, really fantastic, to be honest. This one's called Sunshine Love Song.
And her and my daughter are flying up to meet me in Portland, which was super fucking cool because I get to see my kid. And I get to have sex. And all the other stuff. She's my best friend and everything, but let's not fuck around. It's been 2 weeks. We all know what's going on here. And there ain't nothing wrong with it. If we're married, we're sanctified by God. I can't even keep a straight face and say that. But anyway, this is a love song for my girl. This is called Sunshine Love Song. I hate it when you wake up in the dark to find me already gone. I hate it when I have to go away, even good days seem so goddamn long. You're the light that keeps me safe. You're the light that makes me strong. You are my sunshine, good song.
Again, that was Sunshine Love Song off of Sun Songs from Art Elizekis, which I think is how you pronounce it. Up next is one of my favorite songs, probably one of my top five Everclear songs. This is a little clip of Buy You a New Life.
Here's the money that I owe you. Yes, you can pay the bills. cares. They have never been one. Never known the joy of a
welfare Christmas.
The next song, I can't help but think about a lot of kids that, you know, all my friends who just, their dads were gone or whatever. I don't relate specifically to the song because I had both my parents growing up. However, I do kind of, I see a lot of the song. I can see how this, I don't know. It's a good song. Father of Mine.
Father of mine, take me back to the day when I was still a young boy, before you went away.
Such a good song. Up next, a little clip of Heart Spark Dollar Sign, which is just a really, really fun. I mean, it's, as Art said in the show, he writes really fucking depressing song, but makes him sound upbeat. And this is kind of, I don't know, to me, this is a, it's not a feel good song, but it makes me think a little bit, at least when I first heard it when I was a kid. And it's just, it's a solid song. Here's a little clip of Heart Spark Dollar Sign.
Time stops when the whisper is fled, voices drop hard. The eyes still stare, the roof is off. To a death in hand, cause I walk with pride, with a black girl. My mom said not to bring her around, cause she's black, my family put her down.
Next song here, it makes me think of all the kids in school. They're just, I don't know if this is what the song's about, but it makes me think of the kids who are full of themselves, or just not full of themselves, but just think their shit don't stink. And, or that also people who just try too hard to do whatever they can to make everyone happy. The people pleasers, people who want to just make everyone happy no matter what. And that's, here's a little clip from Everything to Everyone.
All right, so we're gonna do a couple of old school Everclear songs. But I gotta ask you, so this first song that we're gonna do is a song, it was actually Everclear's first number one song. No, it was not Santa Monica, it was Everything to Everyone. Can you turn this guitar up in my head, please, a little bit? And I need you guys to help me do the intro. Davey, show me. Baby shark. Baby shark. Come on, you guys can do that. Louder. Louder. You know it's true. Situation where it's easy to look down on you. Think you like to be the victim. Think you like to be in pain. Think you make yourself a victim almost every single day. Do what you do. Say what you say. Try to be everything to everyone.
Last up, this is a song they closed with. This is a song that I learned when I was learning how to play guitar back in like 97, 96, somewhere in there. Maybe 98, I'm not sure. This is one of the songs, along with Blink-182's Damn It, that I learned to play and sing with. This is Santa Monica. A song that I still play all the time today because it's so, it's easy, but it's a lot of fun. Has a really good chord progression. It's just, it's a classic, man. Here it is, Santa Monica.
We got one more song to play. Give it up for Freddie Herrera. When this song was a big hit on radio back in the day, people who would want to talk shit about me would say,
oh, he wrote a classic rock song. I'm like, that's a bad thing? People are still, this song makes more money for the someone. It doesn't make it for me, but it's somebody. It makes a lot of money. And that makes me feel good deep inside. This is called Santa Monica. I am still living with your
That's all I got for you. I just took some little clips there. I want to just share it with you. Let's go ahead and cut over here to us talking in the car on the way home from the show.
Guess what?
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 Hey, what's up?
We went and saw Art Alexicus. Alexicus. Nope. Alexicus?
Nope.
What?
It's like Galifianakis.
Yeah, Alexicus. Galifianakis. Well, we know it's Alexicus. Alexicus.
It's the dude from Everclear.
The dude. That's what I know. It's like I'm seeing Art of blah blah blah, and they were like, what? Everclear. Oh, okay. So, guess what happened today?
What happened today?
We took a taxi.
What?
I know. Crazy. Guess what happened in the taxi?
What?
We got hit. Well, the taxi hit somebody.
What?
It was insane.
I like how you act like you weren't there.
Well, I'm narrating.
No, your
mom. No.
You need a good
co-host. Right?
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so we took a taxi. We usually take an Uber or a Lyft, and we will now forever not take a taxi because Dude Man Guy was weaving in and out of downtown Seattle, 5 o'clock rush hour traffic, and we were like, don't look, just look down, oh my God. Which, I mean, it takes a lot to be in the city to make you feel that way. And then, yep, he sideswiped somebody.
Yeah, and like, he didn't have his meter running or nothing, so I was like, the whole time, after I noticed his meter was running, I was like, this is, one, I'm not going to give him my credit card, too. What's he going to charge us for this fucking ride?
Yeah, it was insane. It was, like, super, like, totally crazy. We've had it where we were on coming from the ferry, and there were these black cars, like, totally, well, come to find out, they're the drivers for the hotels, like the Lincolns, and they would come down to Seattle and try and do taxi rides, but you had no identification. And John and I, like, they were like, come on, get in, man. And John and I were like, fuck you, dude, we ain't getting in your car, we are not dumb. It was insane.
Well, get this, Kaylee, this fucking dude did not want to stop.
No, that was crazy.
I know, that lady, she was all over him. Give me your information, pull over. And then all over John to be a witness.
It was like, I felt bad for the lady because the guy was like, he kind of like slow cruised him and was like, nah, you don't have any damage, and like tried to keep going. And we were right. Like, aw.
And when we were stopped, that guy was honking behind us at the car that he hit.
Like, were there guys stopping?
Here pretty soon.
It was so crazy. And so the lady gets out and she's like, you're a witness. We need your information. Did you see him?
You have to stay.
And I get it. Like, she's all frazzled. Her car just got hit. And he's like, it was just my mirror. It's fine. Like, he was going to leave. But then, like, we just walk away.
Yeah. No, well, we're all like, well, you're not bleeding, so we're out of here.
Like, it was seriously, like, bump. And then we, like, barely, I mean, it really was a tap. It was like a love kiss.
It was a love kiss.
That was funny. It was a love tap.
We're related.
We're related. And so we get out of the car. John is the nice person here and was like, fine, I'll give you my information if you want.
We're spiffing it.
Yeah, we're all like, fuck this. And the guy still tries to get John to pay.
I was like, fuck no, dude. I'm not paying. I walked away.
Yeah, no meter. You got in an accident.
No ID.
No ID. We're only halfway there. We are very happy we did just, that was the worst of it, and we didn't get raped or something.
Right? Thanks for getting us halfway there, dude. Right?
Thanks for the free ride. Peace out, bitch.
Right?
And that's how we started our Everclear concert.
We started it with food at 13 Coins. They had no vents, no hot.
Right? Oh, my God. Yeah. We started at 13 Coins, and we go to the bar so we don't have to wait for seating. We're trying to eat and hurry up and get to this concert.
Which we didn't have to hurry for.
No, we did not. Dude, my guy didn't even get on until after 9. That was insane. But then we walk in, and they're like, so we don't have any ventilation system right now, so only cold food. Like, yeah. No, thanks. We're going to go across the street.
Bro, how long has that been there?
Right? Like... Oh, shit, I've ate here so many times. Not actually, because 13 Coins is super expensive.
Yeah.
And it's part of a hotel, so they jack up the price even more.
Right.
And we're in downtown Seattle, so they have Seattle tax on top of it. Right. It's like 10.1%.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. And I'm happy. And then alcohol is at 15%.
Yeah. Now, they make our alcohol free.
Right. That's why we flash a badge and be like, we're local. Give us a discount. Yes, it does. Most certainly does.
Where do you discount the badge?
At King Street Bar.
Really?
And the lodge sometimes will give it to you.
I've never known that.
Yeah, as long as they know you're an employee at our work, and because we are like on the corner, we're right across the street from them.
You're giving out too much information before we work here.
Oh, sorry. Watch out, John. That's a taxi up there.
Oh, I saw.
It's just not easy in the car back and forth.
No, it's not.
But what'd you think of the concert?
Well, I liked it a lot, but there's a couple buts. One, he wouldn't play my song.
Yes, he did take some requests, and I got a video of mom requesting My Sexual Life, and everybody was like,
no.
But to be fair, he did that to a lot of songs.
Yeah, he did.
And I think it's because it's the voice. That's a very high-pitched song.
And he did say that he had a cold.
Yes.
And you could tell with his voice that he had a cold. But
yeah.
I thought he did a pretty good job. He's definitely got the lead singer disease, but
yes.
he was all right.
Yes.
And he was nice. You know, at the end, he did sign our stuff, so
yes,
that was
Yes,
cool.
He was. Even though John got his name on my album.
Yeah, but I got my name on my album, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I did not.
I'm so sorry.
Write your fucking name on the album, right?
No, you don't get to write my fucking name. Art Alexakis gets to write my name. Now that's his name.
I thought he was just asking my name. I know he was writing on the record.
Oh, what's your name? I have a pen in my hand. I have your record in my hand.
Next time, John, your name is Kaylee.
Right? You should be like, oh, my name's John, but my wife is Kaylee. Could you sign it to both of us? No.
I asked for both of me and Rex. I said, my husband's name is Rex. My name is Trisha. And he goes, oh, how do you spell Trisha? C-R-I-C-I-A? And I said, no, T-R-I-S-H-A. And he's like, oh, okay. And no Rex.
I know. And then you were like, get it. And I was like, no, it's fine. John only got his name. And then I was like, fuck, why didn't I add my name? All I could think of as soon as he was like, I have a cold. Because I have loved Everclear for 20 years because of my mother.
Right, right.
And... John, I was always like, I want to see them live. And he was like, well, I saw him live at this show and he sounded like shit. And da-da-da-da. And I was like, well, he's probably high because that was during his high days. And he probably sounds a lot better now sober. And then we go to see him. He's got a fucking cold and he sounds like shit.
But we did.
So that's not actually true. He actually sounded better tonight than he did back in 97 or 98 when I saw him.
Yeah, and to be fair, didn't you see him at Lollapalooza when you were a kid?
No, I saw Soundgarden.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I saw Soundgarden barefoot in the grass with a frisbee with a bunch of hippies at Lollapalooza in Kitsap County.
Sounds like you had a good mom.
I had a great childhood. That's why I love Everclear. What did you think of the concert, Rex?
I thought it was okay. I've never even really heard of the guy before till about a week ago. So,
yeah. When I said, hey, we're getting tickets.
Mm-hmm, going, to who? Who's this? Some Everclear dude? What?
Yeah.
Well, hey, I liked it. I was with great friends, and family and my wife, so I'm happy, you know?
John, what'd you think?
I thought it was really good. Like I said, he actually sang better tonight than he did when I heard him back in like the 90s. But it was really good. He played all the songs I wanted him to play. He played Heroin Girl, which I was like, oh, please play Heroin Girl, and he did at the end. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. I had fun with it.
Yeah, like he played a couple of the new album, the core, you know, hits from Everclear, and then some snippets of some requests, which I thought was pretty cool. It was a nice, intimate acoustic set, which also is really cool because you get to kind of just relax. And then we get, like, the tweaker trailer trash people in front of us, which then fast forward 30 minutes later, and this girl is requesting a song, and she's like, oh, I'm with my friend who knows you. And then she shouts her name, and he's like, oh, man, you're our photographer for this. It was the tweaker trailer trash girl. We were like, what? What just happened?
Right. Well, that was better than the girl Candy. He was like, will you just say my name so I can record it on my phone? And he's like, no.
No, he said it. And she was like, no, wait, I didn't get it. Do it again.
Yeah, and then he was like, no.
Yeah. No, fuck you. That is like, who fucking does that? I did tell him. I was like, thanks. I feel bad for saying it, but I grew up listening to your songs. And he was like, well, I grew up listening to my songs.
That's a good one, honey.
Yeah. And so it was cool. I'm glad that we went, because we initially were like, meh, it's not Everclear. It's acoustic, and it's his new album. He probably won't play the old shit, but I'm glad we went.
And the new album's not that bad. There's a few songs I really like, and I'm going to listen to it on my record player.
On the AM radio, AM radio. It was fun.
I had fun. It was great. I don't know what to say.
All right. Well, that is another Haphad Adventures with John Cayley, Mom, and T-Rex.
So, Cayley.
So, John.
Last night, we already recorded something, but I had some more thoughts. But last night we saw I said it earlier, Alexakis.
Alexakis, yep. The X is a Z.
Yep. So Art Alexakis from Everclear. We went and saw him at the Crocodile in Seattle. It's a very small, intimate show with, acoustic. You've had a day to think, you've had 12 hours to think about it. What are your thoughts now?
Still was a bomb-ass show. I was pretty excited with the performance. It did suck that he had a cold. Like, nobody likes to, like, you think about talking while you have a cold. Think about singing high notes and shit. So I listened to some of the recordings because the kids, I drove them to school today and they wanted to listen, so I played some. You can hear me singing along. It does not sound good.
And so we're going to insert some of that into the episode here, so you'll hear it too.
But I like the show. It was fucking crazy getting there. So we work in downtown. We had my mom and my stepdad meet us. Apparently, she messaged me after this morning and was like, I totally fucking forgot to tell you. They saw some guy drop his phone, and they were like, hey, dude, you forgot your phone. And then somebody else pick it up and walk into the train.
What the fuck? Someone jacked someone's phone?
Yeah. And they were like, dude, that's his phone. Dude, your phone. Okay.
Well, did she say the other guy did? It was like, what? He's like, fuck off?
They just didn't hear him or something. And my mom was like, what?
So the night started out with that, a phone theft.
Yes.
You've already heard us talk about it a little bit last night, but let's go ahead and go over it again.
And then I showed him around the building. There was a holiday party, so we couldn't really go into a lot of things, which was fine. We thought we didn't have a ton of time. We actually did have a lot of time. And then we decided to go, let's have dinner and then go to the show. And we ended up, because where we parked and then we'd have to repark and it's a pain in the ass to get parking in downtown, we were like, hey, let's get dinner and then we'll take an Uber or a Lyft or a taxi. So we go to the restaurant in our building their ventilation system's out. Only cold food. We're like, what?
What the fuck?
We had already been talking about like mac and cheese and all this food that we wanted and all this stuff. And so we go across and actually no issues at that restaurant. It was, they had good food. We, she was able to get it out real fast.
I ate too much as always.
Yep. And then we order an Uber, but then like they can, I have to reach out to Lyft because the guy was like still dropping somebody off and we're trying to hurry and he hasn't even dropped somebody off yet. So I cancel it and they charged me.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
No, that's super fucked up. And so I got to reach out to them and they'll exchange it, I'm sure.
You know, when I was in San Francisco the first time and I was taking an Uber or a Lyft or whatever it was, from the airport to my hotel room, the first time I went down there, I didn't know their airport's fucking weird. Like, it tells you to go one place, but there's two levels, but it doesn't tell you which level to go to get the ride share. So I'm like, I get a Lyft and he goes to the where he's supposed to go. And I don't know where the fuck I'm supposed to go. I call the guy. I'm like, dude, I don't know where you're at. I'm not from here. Where do I go? He's like, oh, you just go to this section. I'm like, I'm literally in that section. And like, I found out later there was, it was the level above me, but he canceled the ride and I got charged $3 for it.
No, fuck that.
If the driver cancels the ride, he canceled it as a no-show. I'm like, no, I was on the fucking phone with you, douchebag.
Yeah, I hope you fought it. I'm sure you didn't.
I know. I sent an email. I never followed up with it, but I shot an email up and like, look, this is fucked up.
Good.
So, but yeah, so we got, she did live. We canceled it. We found a taxi. We usually don't take taxis because
I don't think we've taken a taxi in like since Uber and Lyft because it is so convenient. You can pre-order your ride and shit. And so
last taxi we took was one that we called from the ferry going to a show when we still lived on Paulsbo.
Yeah. So at least 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And so, but they often, we live right by, or we work by the train depot. And so we went, there's often trains there or taxis there. So we went ahead and we were like, hey, are you open still? And he's like, yeah, I'm good. So come on down. So we get in and there's four adults and we're, you know, big adults. So and it's a taxi. It's super tiny.
Fucking Prius.
Yeah. And so I'm like showing my mom stuff on the phone and she's like, damn, this guy is driving like crazy. We're going to get hit. I'm like, it's fine. They're used to driving in the city. It's fine. Whatever.
And like about, sorry to interrupt you, but like before you said the punchline here, we're about 3 minutes in. I look over. I'm like, oh, there's no meter on. He's not metering this at all. So one, I couldn't see any kind of like identification, like the taxi driver stuff on it there at all, which I mean, maybe he was an actual driver or whatever, but there's nothing displayed for us to know the fucking legitness of this.
Right. Cause it was in but it could be like the guy's brother, somebody else doing it.
Right.
We just don't know. So we get in and my mom is like freaking out. I'm like, oh, it's fine. And then as I look up, I'm like, I just look down because when I'm watching, it's really fucking scary. So just don't watch. And then all of a sudden, because the guy's fucking weaving. Nope. We fucking like just love tapped on the side, like a side swipe, like boop over. And we hit the guy. And then he like, no, you're fine. You're fine. And we were like, first of all, like, we're all silent. Like, did we just, because it was really light. And then
I mean, it made a sound, but I was like, I didn't know if we actually did or didn't or not, but I was like, nope.
He's like rolling down her window like, you just hit us.
She got out.
No, she initially was right here because he was just going to, he like did a slow roll by, checked and was like, you don't have any damage. You're good. Because he was like, it was just my mirror. And like, it really was like he definitely needed to stop, but he was going to keep going. And she's like, and with passengers. Lady was freaking out. Like, I would not be freaking out. I'd be like, all right, let's pull over, see what's going on. Because we've pulled over before and be like, nah, we're all good. Yeah. Like, shit happens.
Give me info just in case, but otherwise we're good.
Yeah. And so, nope. She, like, gets out and she's like, you hit us. You hit us. And you have passengers. Da-da-da-da-da. And he's like, it's only my mirror. And he did not want to stay. It was so weird. Like, and I'm pretty sure they called the cops, which if he's going to bounce, like, I'd call the cops too. But you don't, in Washington, you don't have to call the cops. You can just exchange information and there doesn't have to be a police report or anything.
If there's no injuries or something like that, yeah.
If there's no injuries. Ooh, I love it when we just all of a sudden break for no fun.
70 to 30 in 2.1 seconds. Or, well, way shorter than that. But yeah, so then he tries to get us to still pay because you guys all left me.
No. So yeah, the lady's like, you need to stay. You have to stay. You're a witness. And we're like, no, we don't. And we're now it's pouring. It's pissing rain. And we have to get to our show. And I'm trying to see how far. Like, do we call another Uber? Do we just say fuck it and go? And so we find out that we're like only like 4 blocks away and it's like a 5 minute walk. So we'll just walk it. And she's like, I need your information. You saw that he hit us. Da, 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 da. And we're like, lady, no, we don't have to do that. Just the way she was coming at us, the way she was freaking out on us. Like, it's not a requirement. We don't have to stay. You can exchange information and be okay. Like, this doesn't have to be a big deal. But nope, she fucking ends up, oh, this guy's gonna be pissed. Yes, thank you. Flash your lights at me.
And we're back behind the same person we were behind before.
No, because that guy was behind us. Yeah. He was in front of us. We keep going back and forth, but whatever. Like, I didn't cut you off.
Yeah, fuck off. Road rage, John Keeley. But yeah, so then.
And so, but the lady pissed me off, and John's like, I'll just give him my information. And so we left. We were like, we'll walk. And I was like, let's walk away, and we gotta go, and you can. I know John's going to be okay, and I know he's going to hurry if we hurry, but if I stay around, it's just going to get, we're going to get talked into stuff, because that's how it's happened, is we end up getting fucking talked into something.
Yep.
And so the three of us walk away, John stays and gives him her information, and then the guy is trying, you go ahead and tell him, because I wasn't there.
Well, he tried, one, but first he tried to get me to get you guys to come back, to get back in the car and finish the ride.
Fuck. No.
I'm like, nah, dude. Then he's like, well, you gotta pay. I'm like, no, have a good night. We're done here. Your meter wasn't on. We're done here, man. Have a nice night. I should have said, like, your meter's not on. You have no ID. You fucking hit somebody. I ain't paying for this shit, man.
And we're not even at our destination.
They're only halfway there.
Yeah. So no thanks.
So we walked this away.
Yeah, so we walked in the pouring rain. And of course, the bar that we go to for the show is at a bus line, and bus lines are notorious, like, especially if there's a bunch of bus, like a stop where multiple different
a transfer station.
It's kind of like a transfer station, I guess, but it's just on the road,
right?
And yeah, nope, there's a shit ton of fucking homeless people, and they are gacked out of their mind. Like, awesome. It
smelled like a dispensary.
Yeah. Smelled like, oh, because weed is legal here. So it smelled like a weed dispensary. And it, you know, people are talking to themselves. You're like hiding all your fucking nice shit. And you're like, just look dirty. Yeah. Blend. Because you're like, I don't know what they're going to do. I've seen Batman one too many times.
Right. I mean, to be honest, for the most part, the homeless people are fine. They don't really do anything. You don't know.
They yell at you.
I had lots of interaction with homeless people when I was used to walk through Seattle at 6 in the morning through Pioneer Square. For the most part, it's more of just you leave them alone, they leave you alone. Sometimes they talk to you, and that gets scary because they talk to you about random things. Like, I had the one guy one time who told me that I was a nice white guy, and he was there protecting all the white guys from all the black guys. And he was a black guy himself. And I'm like, thanks for doing your duty. I don't know. What do you want me to say here?
Right? And then there's, like, the guy when our kids were little, and there was three of them, and it was like, two's company, three's a crowd. Let me have one of your boys. And
like, walk faster.
Because at the time we had two boys and one girl. And so they were like, Mom.
scary.
I think that's like the only time that our kids have been like, ah.
Right. But we get to the show and we get in, and it was a good show. It was fun.
We didn't have any issues at the show. Thank God. I mean, there were like the crazy people. I hate when people walk by you and they have to grab your hips. Like, this lady totally groped me, like grabbed both sides of my hips. Like, we're dancing together just to get by. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Stop grabbing me.
To be fair, she did the person next to you as well. The girl next to you.
Are we like helping her stay vertical?
Maybe. And then there was the one lady who like grabbed your mom's hand as she walked by.
Yeah. I don't like that. It's like, fuck you guys. Come on.
Like, this is why I don't like drunk people, because they're always fucking stupid and dumb and do stupid as shit. And grabby, and then thinks it's okay because, oh, I'm drunk. It's fine, honey. It's fine. No, it's not fine. Go fuck yourself.
We're all best friends here. Like, no, we're not.
You can't control your shit when you're drunk. Go away. That's my opinion, honestly.
Yeah. Like, what? I don't know. Like, there's, like, I'll connect with people. Like, you smile and you dance, you know, you're singing along and whatever, like, high five. But I don't know. Like, there are times, like, you connect with somebody and you're both having fun and it's pretty obvious. But then they're, like, that's not fun for me. Like, you grabbing me? Like, no. Fuck no.
No matter how many times I've ever been drunk, you know me, I get drunk all the time, Kaylee.
All the time.
Right. I'm just a massive drunk here.
Even me, like, with strangers, I'm like, yeah, man, you're cool. But I'm not all over them. I don't sit on laps. I don't get all over you. I don't hug you.
I think part of that, a big part of that, is because when people are drunk, they it's an excuse to do it. It's an excuse to be grabbing. It's an excuse
maybe
to sit on laps.
They're already like that, yeah.
It lowers their inhibition. It's like, oh, well, now I can do this stuff. And people think it's funny or whatever. And it's like, that just never was me, so...
Not me either. I was never single, but
yeah.
I'm like trying to think of all the times that I've been single and drunk. Never.
Good for you. There was a time you got drunk and tried to be single, that's what you know.
I wasn't drunk then.
I'm sure there was like one time happened in that first through a few months.
It was ragging.
Ragged.
Said ragging.
Like on the rag?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
Rag rage.
Rag rage! This is Rag Rage with Kaylee. Just rah! Just 3 hours of screaming.
Thank God we don't have that anymore.
Right, right. So what I actually wanted to talk about, which we're not going to get to, so we're going to have to like do it on the way home tonight, is I wanted to talk about some of the songs and the music and stuff of the show.
Oh, the songs were good. Well, they did all the hits.
We only have like a minute before we get to work here, so.
Well, and apparently Everclear's had like a round robin of different players, and some of the people were there. Like, it was like a roadie. That's what it felt like, is the roadie was helping out. He was super awkward and would, like, look over to see if he was supposed to sing. Didn't look like he knew the words. And
he might be new to the band. He's a bass player.
And he had a crocodile shirt on. Like, totally looked like he was...
He, like, wanted to support the crocodile. I don't know. But he was... for me, he is the bass player, and then the guitar player was there. But they're not the original members. The original members... The only original member for Everclear is Art now. So... But it was on Wikipedia. There's, like... 20 past members of that band.
Yeah. That's because it really is just Art, and he's probably a huge, like, control freak about his music and his band and his songs.
Or, yeah, that and or a lot of bands, you'll notice, have rotating members, because really, all the and I say this being, having been in rhythm sections of bands before, and it's what I mostly play was drums and bass, but, you know, the person who writes the songs, which is usually the singer, that's the band. The people who write the song, that is the band. Everybody else is just filling it and can be moved in and out. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have a band, there's bands where they replace singers, right? Well, if sometimes there's bands where, like, the guitar player writes the songs and the singer just sings them, right? And they replace the singer, they can do that. But you can replace pretty much any instrument in a band if the songwriter, person who creates the sound, is still there.
Yeah.
And I think for Everclear, it's very clear, especially if you listen to Sun Songs, that Art is the creative force in that band.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, bands, they want to collaborate. Like, but I think he gets other people's input on, you know, his idea and his creation. But that doesn't necessarily mean like a producer. Like, his band members are probably more like producers.
Yeah, they just do what they're told, which is fine. I mean, they probably have some input. But I mean, overall, it comes down to what he wants, which is, I get, having written songs myself, it comes down to, you know, this is how I want it to sound. Right. But yeah, so I do want to have... I had some specifics I wanted to talk about. We had a whole thing there. So hopefully we'll do it tonight or at some point, but we're going to cut this here because we are now at work.
Yay. And I made it with 4 minutes to spare, motherfucker.
Hell yeah. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Hey, everyone. Joshua here. Don't forget that you can hear this podcast on all podcatchers. Just search for Haphazard Adventures. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram with the handle HapHadPod. That's HapHadPod. Be sure to check out John's art and comics at y2cl.net. For more great podcasts and content, visit scpod.net. That is scpod.net. If you want to support what we do here, head over to patreon.com/y2cl and kick in a dollar or so donation to keep the lights on. As always, I'm Joshua, coming to you from the Big Wang Little Thang Gang from a very small pair of underwear, and this was Haphazard Adventures.